Praise the Lord and God bless you this evening and welcome to the Tabernacle of Deliverance Sunday evening service. I'm Pastor Wells and I'm excited about being here today. Have your seats. Amen. I'm excited about what God is doing today for us, with us, through us, and in the midst of us, regardless of what's going on around us today. Because I always say there's a lot of stuff going on around us today. So today, I have a treat for y'all. My wife is speaking today, and she's going to bring God's word to y'all. I want y'all to enjoy the word of God today. But I'm just excited about what God is doing for us today. Amen. I wanted to sing a couple of devotional songs. There's an old song we used to sing back in church. It's called "This Is the Day." It's something like this. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. The Lord has made. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. The Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord God made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord God made. A lot of people don't realize it really is the day that the Lord God made. It doesn't mean you're going to go the way you want. It don't mean you're going to be bright and shiny and you're going to be feeling your tip top. But it's still the day that the Lord has made. So this is the day. There was another old song we used to sing years ago. Come on in the Lord's house, it's gonna rain. Y'all don't know that one? Come on in the Lord's house, it's gonna rain. Say, come on in the Lord's house, it's gonna rain. Down fire. It's gonna rain down fire.
It's gonna rain
down fire.
It's gonna rain.
Come on. It's gonna rain down fire. Don't know what those songs mean, but that song means that God is going to rain down fire because in the Old Testament, God destroyed the earth with water. But he said it at any time, he was going to burn up the earth. That's why the song says it's going to rain down fire. It's not going to rain down water this time, but it's going to rain down fire. I know a lot of people say, oh, that's not going to happen. You need to really study science. You really need to study what's going on around you. You're going to see that fire is going to come down. It's going to rain down fire. It's going to rain down fire. It's going to rain, 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 rain.
It's going to rain.
It's going to rain, 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 rain. Oh, that's the Motown song. People used to jump up and down, singing in church and get excited about it. Today, everything is just with a beat. And no real meaning, But I like those old time songs that bring back ideas and bring back memories of what we need to do to get right with God. I just remember those days when God used to come in the midst of the people and move in the midst of the people, bring healing and deliverance in the midst of the people. But we lack praise. We lack praise before God. That's why we don't really receive miracles and deliverance. We're looking for somebody to deliver us, so we run to the doctor. And sometimes he can't do it because something only God can do.
Yeah.
But when we get into the midst of God's presence and we begin to praise and worship God, things take place. When we truly worship God from the bottom of our heart, things take place. And I'm excited about that. Well, I don't want to run my mouth all day because today my wife is speaking, so I got to be nice and quiet and humble because when she comes, I got to listen to what she say. You know what's got to be? It's like, you know, I'm in charge. That's my favorite line. I'm in charge. She said, yeah, what are you in charge of? Oh, well, I'm working on it. Okay, let me bring up my wife, Evangelist Maxine Webb. Come on, give her a hand. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah, that's what
the message is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Okay. All right. Praise God. And we welcome you to the Tabernacle of Deliverance, INC. We thank you for being here today. Those that are here in the audience, we thank God for them today. Amen. 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 We're not alone. To God be the glory. But we just thank you on today. And we just want to begin with a word of prayer, because prayer is essential. And we want to begin with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for another day that you've given us, oh God. We ask you to forgive us our sins. We ask you to cleanse our hearts, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. I ask you, oh God, that as you continue to give me your word and what to say, oh God, Lord, I will be able to take it and give it to those that need to hear your holy word, that they may be able to use it and apply it to their daily lives, and then they may be able to say what must they do, he or she, to become saved and to know you even more. We thank you, and we thank you. We give your name the honor, glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Let me just bring this up a little bit because it's a little bit. Yeah. So we can.
Okay.
All right. So praise God once again, Evangelist Maxine Wells. And it's a privilege to be here today to just bring the word of God. I remember when it was just really my husband always bringing the word. And as he said to me, like last year, he said, I want you to do Bible study. And then I want you to do Sunday service. That was later on in the year. And, you know, I'm quiet. My mother wouldn't say I'm really quiet, but by nature, I'm quiet. And I said to myself, well, it's time. You know, it's time to step out and do what God thus saith the Lord, rather. I need to do what God has put inside of me. Sometimes we say we can't do it, but then God has already planted it in us. And sometimes he's waiting for us to say, you know what, it's time to step out. So truly it's an honor today to come before you, well, those that are here and in the live stream audience. So today my topic is the power of the tongue, the power of the tongue. And we know that, you know, the tongue is very, it can be very quick. You know, it can be very quick. You can be very quick to speak. And the Bible says you be in season, you know, so sometimes you have to be right on time. You have to make that mark. So I'm going to tell you what the word tongue means. So the word tongue means, it's the organ of speech, right? Or a particular language of any spoken people. Mm-hmm. So you need your tongue in order to do certain things, right? But then also we know that it's a language. Also, certain countries have different tongues, right? You have people that speak French, people that speak Spanish, people from Haiti, they speak Creole, Germany, just different areas, parts of the world. Africa is a continent, so there are many countries in Africa, and they have different dialects. Amen? So we know that the tongue also is a muscular and digestive organ, but I'm going to get to that. So we're going to go to James. This is going to be the first scripture we're going to go to. James 3:5. James 3:5. When you have it, I'm going to begin.
James 3:5.
Okay, James 3:5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. So kindle means to set on fire. So, you know, it's, how can I say it? The tongue can be very ferocious. it can, you know, you can say things that maybe you shouldn't really say. And then there's things you should be saying that you don't say. So it can be that way with the tongue.
Yeah.
But however, it's a small and powerful member of the body. Right? The human body, the animal body also, because you have some animals that they have tongues that, like the anteater, for instance. I believe they use their tongue. So you have some animals, just like humans, that the tongue is powerful. It, you know, it can be powerful, used for good or used for evil. And we're going to get to that also. Amen? Mm-hmm. And it's also saying that it can be boasting, the tongue. So going back to the tongue being a little member, the tongue, I'm going to say, the tongue is a muscular and digestive organ in your mouth. It aids in chewing, right? Swallowing, you need it to speak. You also need it, and breathing. And it keeps your airway open. So you're able to breathe, like I said before, you're able to breathe properly. And, you know, this... when I looked it up and I went online, of course, it's clevelandclinic.org, just to give you the reference. But I already knew that the tongue, you know, it does help you with your chewing, your swallowing and all that. But it's just amazing how it being such a small organ, how it's just full of all these different, I don't want to say possibilities, but it just helps you with being able to digest your food, where to keep you healthy. Amen? Mm-hmm. So also, it says that with the tongue now, you have some people that they use their tongue to boast. Let's go back to boast. Now, you can boast, right? We can boast. We can say that we have a great job, we have a nice home. But when you go around doing it to hurt others, then that's when, you know, God doesn't, he doesn't like that. That's when it becomes sin. When you're just doing it just to hurt others and to show others that, look what I have and look at what you do not have. Amen? Amen. And then you like I said, you use it to obtain certain things, becoming a doctor, because you need your mouth to speak, to tell the patient what to do and what not to do, right? A teacher. I mean, just about everything, you need your tongue, which is in your mouth, to do what, you know, you need to do as far as a job in the secular world. But how about in the spiritual world, you know, spiritually, you still need your tongue. You need your tongue to tell others about the goodness of Jesus, right? Amen. You need to tell about what he's done in your life, what he's going to do for you, what he's doing for you, actually. And so we need that we need to also be able to tell others about the goodness of Jesus. Amen? Amen. So we're going to go to Psalms 12 and 3. It's just a reference scripture. Psalms 12 and 3. So Psalms 12 and 3. It reads, "The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things." So here we go again. And I'm just wanna, sometimes I'm repetitive because people need to know and they need to hear what, you know, God is saying. And I'm gonna read it again. Psalm 12 and 3. "The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips." So lips that just, like I said before, they just proud, just continue. "Oh, look what I have this, and you don't have that," you know. Just being boastful once again. And then the other part says, "And the tongue that speaketh proud things," once again. You know, once again, here we go, just talking about what you have or what you have obtained. But when you got to think about it, let's go back. What you have and what you've obtained is from the mercy of God. It's from God, and it's because of his mercy and his grace. We have to remember that. We have to remember that these things that we've gotten, the home, the car, the clothes, even the food that we have, our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, the legacy that we have, and hopefully the legacy that we will leave that will be a great legacy, we get it and we have obtained it from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So let's move on to James 3 and 6. James 3 and 6. We're going through James, because James chapter 3 talks about the tongue. And that's what we're talking about, the tongue. We're talking about the tongue, the power of the tongue, actually. So James 3 and 6.
Amen.
"And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell." I'm going to read it one more time. James 3 and 6. "And the tongue is a fire." Fire, fire is like, whew, once it starts, it's just fast, it's quick, it's ferocious. "A world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on the fire, the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell." So going back to the tongue is a fire. Like I said, it's ferocious. It's quick. Sometimes you may say something to someone, it's too late. You already said it. It's already recorded. I've done it. It's too late. God already recorded it in heaven. I was just reading about that, where it's recorded. It's just too late. But you say, "I'm sorry." Sometimes some people accept your apology. Sometimes some people do not. But at least you apologize, because you realize, you know what, I really should not have said that, but it's too late. It's gone. Can't take it back now. It's gone. You already said it. So it's a world of iniquity. And iniquity means perversity, you know, being an error. It also means deviating from the truth. So, you know, sinning. You know, the tongue in this mouth can lead to sin. It can lead to sin. Mm-hmm. Some people speak certain profanities. You know, when they should not have said that, and you know, and I know I don't want to seem repetitive, but it's just the tongue is repetitive, because you can realize that, well, you know what, once again, I shouldn't have said it, but it's too late. And then it also deviates from the truth. You know, a person, everyone knows a person that they always tell a lie. And you can, and then when they tell the truth, you don't believe them. Exactly. You do not believe them because they're always lying. Always, always. Well, you know what? I bought this bag and I spent thousands of dollars for this bag. I bought these shoes. I spent, now you know that you only spent $10 for the bag and maybe $20 for the shoes. Come on. But however, they just want to seem, here we go, once again, boastful. Just can't help it. Always boasting, always. And it's nothing wrong with buying a $10 bag and $20 shoes. Believe you me, it's nothing wrong. But I'm just saying, be truthful. Be truthful. Be true. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars for clothes. Be truthful, you know? But there's always a person deviating from the truth. They can't help it. They can, but they don't want to, you know? And then it talks about that the tongue, that it defileth the whole body. Yes. So it can defile, it means to corrupt, be unclean. So it defiles your body. Mm-hmm. And it can defile the body of Christ. Because we know we can be in church and we can say something to someone that, once again, we know that we should not have said it. So here we go. Now we're defiling the body of Christ. We're hurting. We made someone hurt. We said something that hurt their feelings. So now they are sad. You know, they could feel lonely, but instead of them, now they feel that way. But even so, they could have been feeling that way before, but now we just made it worse. You know what I mean? We made it worse. Instead of lifting them up, giving them encouragement, telling them that you can do it. You know, God is God before you. Who can be, against you? Instead of doing that, we use this tongue to corrupt. You have corruption in the world, right? And you also have some corruption in the church. So just, that happens also in the world and in church, because for some reason people tend to bring the world into the church. That's the thing that's going on. I was looking at something I think it was on YouTube, and it was I'm not going to name the pastor or the church. It was a particular church, and they had at Easter, I think it was like a play, but instead of it being uplifting and spiritual and, and the glory to God, it was more of you had women looking a certain way, and they were dressed a certain way inappropriately, and dancing around, and just, it just didn't glorify God. It glorified man. But this is the thing. You use now you're using your body to do certain things and the tongue, the tongue, because you're saying certain things that you should not be saying, once again. And it says that it set it on fire, the course of nature. So nature, so on fire. Sometimes you could say something to someone. This could be two ways, have a couple of meanings. You could say something to one that could be sensual. On fire, the course of nature. It could be someone that is being harassed. Yeah. You use that tongue to harass someone sexually, and make them feel inadequate. Amen. So it could be that way also. I mean, the tongue is very powerful. Like we're talking, once again, the power of the tongue. It is very powerful, and we know that we need it. Because like I stated before, we need it for digestion and speaking. But we have to know how to use it correctly. Correctly. Right. And I'm going to get to that part in a little bit. And it's set on the fire of hell. Well, we know, once again, fire is very ferocious. And we don't want this tongue to take us to hell. We want to be able to get to heaven. We don't want the tongue to take us to hell. Right? We want heaven to be our home. Amen?
Amen.
So, once again, fire is light. Fire is harsh. It's continuous, right? So, the tongue is that way at times. The tongue can be continuous. continuous, saying the same thing. Oh, well, would you just stop telling me that? You know, some people say, would you just stop telling me the same thing over and over? Well, sometimes we need to hear the same things over and over. And then sometimes we do not. After a while, it's time to stop. That's enough. God has already given you the message. You've already told that person. And now it's time for that person to do what thus saith the Lord. And it's time for you to step back. Step back and let them do what they need to do. Whether they want to obey or not, that's up to them. Amen? And it also, right, unless extinguished. We're talking about, like I just said before, unless extinguished. Extinguished means to put something out. And like with fire, you know, the fire, you have to be able to extinguish it, to put it out. Same thing with the tongue. Once again, you have to know when to stop. Just stop. Sometimes, some people just can't stop. We don't have a tendency of doing that. I have a tendency of doing that. Sometimes I just keep on going on and on and on. You wouldn't think that. It's like, okay, I think I gotta stop now. Just stop. But we all do that. But it's something that I believe that we need to work on. And, you know, and God, he doesn't give us the spirit of fear. That's not the message, actually. But he doesn't give us the spirit of fear. He gives us a sound mind. And he made us in his image. Yeah. He's made us in the image. And can you imagine, sometimes we always say, like, God is just looking. He's like, that person, look what they just did. You know, they just did something that they told us. It's probably laughing at us, you know. But he made us in his image. And we want to do what is right. And sometimes it's hard. It's hard. But we have to ask the Lord to change us every day. Every day, once we become saved, he'll give us a new spirit. He'll clean us up. He'll clean us up once we become saved. Amen?
Amen.
And we're going to go to Proverbs 16 and 27. Proverbs 16 and 27. It's just Proverbs 16 and 27. The reference scripture, and it reads, an ungodly man diggeth up evil, and his lips there is at, I'm sorry. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and his lips there is as a burning fire. Here we go again. An ungodly man diggeth up evil. You know, when you dig, you're taking something that's buried and bringing it to the surface when you think about it. So you're digging up evil, always going, you know, when you're digging, like, once again, bringing up strife, you know, animosity, you know, and just bringing it up, digging it up. And his lips, there is, here we go again with a burning fire. A fire just, you know, that continues on. But we know we have to learn how to put it out. We do. We have to learn how to put it out. But what's the ungodly man? I mean, now when you're saved, you know you're not going to do these things. Although sometimes we may fall, but you got to pick up. You see, when you fall, when you're saved and you fall, you have to know when to, or right away, you have to get back up. You have to get back up and move on. You can't wallow in your mess. You have to move on. You have to move on. Amen. And we're going to go to one more scripture, Proverbs 18 and 21. Okay, Proverbs 18 and 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life. So your words have life, and your words can have death. I mean, they can have death. You know, what you tell a person, once again, can give them, uplift them, or it can put them down, right? And then it says, in the power of this, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So the fruit, so you're going to do what thus saith the Lord, and you're going to be able to bear fruit. You know, you're going to be able to bear fruit. But you want your speech to be about life. You don't want your speech to be about death. You want it to be about life. But the scripture, the scripture does say death and life are in the power of the tongue. So you do have both. You have both. You have death, you have life. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to go to James. We're still in James. I just gave you some reference scriptures. We're still in James. James chapter 3, and we're up to verse 7. We're going to read 7 and 8. We're going to start at 7 first.
Amen.
Amen. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind. So every beast that we're talking about the power of the tongue, but we're talking, so, and we're also talking about animals that are tamed by man. And we know that you can tame an animal, different types of animals, like the Bible states here, beasts, birds, serpents, and yes, especially dogs. We know that dogs are usually can train them and tame them. And we know that tame means to bring under control. So bring in that animal under control. But now we're talking about the tongue. We want to tame the tongue, right? We want to bring the tongue under control. We want to bring it under control. And some people have a hard time just doing that. Some people have a hard time. Some people do. You know, like I said, it seems like I'm repeating, but it's just something that we need to know. God wants us to know that we're able to control our tongue. We're able to control our mouth, right? We're able to control it. He wants us to know that. He doesn't want us to think that we can't, because we can. And it also states that, we're talking about man can, they can tame animals, right? However, you cannot control his or her tongue. For some reason, we have a hard time with that. But let's go to verse 8. James 3 and 8. But the tongue can no man tame. Once again, it is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. Oh my goodness. So it's full of poison. Just, you know. What is poison, right? Exactly. It can take you out of here, poison, right? So same thing with the tongue. The tongue can do the same thing. It can actually, you could send someone around the corner, tell them, oh, you know what? Go around that corner. Someone has something for you. I'm saying, like, we talk about people, like, say people that do drugs or something like that. Go around that corner. Someone has something for you. And there you go. You tell somebody to go around the corner and have something for you. That person takes that drug, and what happens? God forbid, and they pass away. So there you go again. It's the tongue. It's deadly poison. Although it was the drug that took that person's life, but that other person told that person to go around the corner and, you know, and get the drug. So it's unruly, evil. You know, just evil. Just saying things that you just shouldn't say. But then again, now let's go back, because it's the power of the tongue. So let's go back. The tongue can also be used for good. You can uplift a person. You know, you can tell them that they look wonderful. Whoa, look at that. You have that really nice suit on today. You have that really nice dress on today. Or wow, you know, at work, you did a really, really good job on that, paper that you presented, you know, in school. Or you did a good job on the what you did at work. Sometimes you have a presentation to give, right, at work. Wow, you did a good job. So it's not just about always evil, evil, evil. The tongue can be used for good also. So I don't want anybody to think that it's just always evil. No, it can be used for good just as well. Okay, and we're gonna go to James 3:10. 3:10, we're still in James. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. So we were just talking about, you know, blessing. I just said how you can bless somebody, and then you can also curse the person at the same, not necessarily at the same time, but however, you can say great things to one person, like I stated before, and then say not so great things to another person. Amen?
Amen.
So it talks about this, it's out of the same mouth, and so it's the same mouth. Well, we're talking about the same mouth, but like I said before, but could be stated to do two different individuals.
Yes.
You have blessing. I bless you. You know, I'm going to give you this. Here's some money. You're going through a difficult situation. Let me bless you financially, you know, and then you turn around and another person needs money and you don't give it to them. You know, you're mean to them, but yet you were a blessing to someone else. You know, so you have the blessings and cursing coming out of your mouth. Here we go, the power of the tongue, the power of the tongue. And it's stating, my brethren, these things ought not to be so. It shouldn't be so. You should be able to uplift everyone. You should be able to uplift everyone. Amen. So my brethren, these things ought, the tongue can praise a person and turn around and curse them at the same time. So we're going to go to Proverbs 16 and 17. Proverbs 16 and 17. Amen. Is everybody following along?
Yeah.
Amen. Proverbs 16 and 17. I think I might have to wait. Hold on 1 second. Okay, let's go to James. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go to another scripture. Go to James. Let's go to James, continue on, James 3 and 11. Sorry about that. Lord, I had the scripture, but I think I wrote down the wrong scripture. So let's just go to James 3 and 11. So it says, the scripture reads, doeth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? So there does it. A fountain. Is it going to give you bitter water? Is it going to give you sweet at the same time? No. Although I was just talking about the tongue, that the tongue can, you know, bless you and curse you. But a fountain, it's not going to send forth both at the same time.
Amen.
Amen. So do the send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter. And then when we go to verse 12, talk about, can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh, right? You know that is the sea, I believe it's the sea that has salt water, right? The sea has salt water. So can the fountain do both? No. But you know that the tongue can do both. So a tree bearing fruit must produce the fruit of its kind, right? It must produce the fruit. It cannot go against nature and produce a different type of fruit. However, the tongue, like I stated before, can speak about love and hate. It can do both.
Uh-huh.
Now, this can be hypocritical. It can be a little bit. Because here you go again. Once again, you're saying one thing, and then you're doing, then you're saying something else again at the same time. And you know that nature, it must correspond with the order of God. We want, you have to go, you can't go against nature. You have to go with what God, his order. And we know that in this world, we have certain things going on that's going against the nature of God, right?
Yeah.
You do. You have individuals that are going against the nature of God. But we know that we're not supposed to do that. The Bible clearly speaks about that. And we know that these things are not so. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So the tongue, what do we actually learn in this message? What do we actually learn? We learn that the tongue can cause you to say certain things you should not say, but it can also, you can also say things that are uplifting. You can help someone else,
yes.
Right? It can be, it can help you in your body, that you're able to be healthy, yes. Right? Fruitful, be able to give back to others. Amen.
Amen.
It can also be used as a tool and to help you in your profession, right? If you're a pastor, a minister, a leader, or in your secular profession as a doctor, a teacher,
mm-hmm.
a lawyer. So the tongue is very powerful. The tongue is very, very powerful. And we know that we need it. We need it to survive. We can't. We have to have it in order to survive. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So today, we just want to take a little time to worship and praise God. We just want to thank him. We want to lift him up. Glory to God. Before we are off the plan of salvation, we just want to praise the Lord and thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for another day that you've given us, oh God. We thank you for life, health, and strength, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, my God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
You didn't have to do it, oh God, but you did, oh God. We thank you for giving us, oh Lord, the tongue, our tongue, oh God.
Hallelujah.
The power of the tongue that we may be able to use it for good, oh God, and not evil, oh God. We just thank you. We thank you. We glorify you right now. We give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh God. Because you didn't have to do it, but you did, oh God. You didn't have to save us, but you did. Glory to God. And we just thank you. You filled us with the Holy Ghost, oh God. We thank you, oh God. You sent Jesus to die, oh God, for our sins on the cross, oh God. So that heaven will be our home, oh God. We thank you. We give your name the honor, glory, and the praise. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you. Okay, so the plan of salvation. The plan of salvation for those that are out there in the live stream audience. We want to offer you the plan of salvation. And those that are here also. So let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts.
Amen.
And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And that's Isaiah 55:7, a very important scripture for you to study, because it tells you what you need to do in order to become saved. Isaiah 55:7. You can write it down, and study it. I'm just going through it for the plan of salvation. Isaiah 55:7. And then another scripture is that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart, God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
That's Romans 10:9. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. So these are scriptures that I always give out at the end of ministering, because they're important and people need to know. Although you minister and you tell of the goodness of Jesus, people still need to know, or individuals rather, need to know about the goodness of Jesus, but also about salvation. They need to know that they can accept Jesus Christ in their life, right, and he will make the difference, right? You could be going through something that's detrimental, but yes, having Jesus come into your life will make the difference. I'm not going to say the road is going to be easy. No, people say it's going to be all peaches and cream. No, it's not all the time. But God makes the difference. Jesus Christ makes the difference.
Yes.
Man, so if we want to stand, if you can stand, those that can stand. For those out there in the audience, we're going to ask them, the Lord, to forgive us our sins. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again, oh God. We ask you to forgive us for our sins.
Thank you.
Cleanse our hearts from all unrighteousness, oh God. Oh Lord, we ask you, oh Lord, to come into our lives, oh God.
Yes.
Cleanse us, oh God. Cleanse us once again. I know I'm repetitive, but we need to know. There needs to be a cleansing in your life. That you need to be able to, things that are bothering you in your mind, it enters into the mind and then in the heart. But we want the heart to be cleansed. We want the stony heart to be removed and the heart of flesh to come in. We thank you. We give your name the honor, glory, and the praise, oh Lord. And I ask you that, oh God, to help me to find a church home to go to read my Bible, oh God, and to pray and fellowship with you and commune with you each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. We're going to turn it back over to the hands of our Pastor Wells.
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Those that are watching, salvation is very important, because without salvation, we all going to be lost. That is the main thing why we have church service, Bible study. Anything you have is for the sake of being saved. You may have a big crowd, small crowd, but the truth is, at the end of the day, everybody needs to be saved. Everybody needs to know God's word for themselves. Everybody needs to know that Jesus Christ is a savior, waymaker, and a deliverer. It's just not something to say. It's something to actually experience for yourself. And I find that it's hard with a lot of people. They go to church and still don't know Jesus as their personal savior. I even know preachers that don't know Jesus as their savior. They just do it because they've been taught to do it. They went to a seminary, then they went to a Bible college, and they still don't know Jesus and the pardon of their sins. And they're going to be lost. You can have all the Bible knowledge in the world, but without Christ, you're still going to be lost. Amen. Okay, now listen, those of watching the broadcast, we have service on Sunday, 5:15, and on Wednesday, Bible study at 8:15, and we're located at 35 South Middletown Road, Nanuet, New York, 10994. You can visit our website, the Tabernacle of Deliverance, ISE.org. Now, to get our YouTube services, you can just go to Pastor B. Wells, and you can pick up our YouTube services, or you can catch us on the Daily Gospel Network channel on your cable TV in certain states, or you can go to their website, Daily Gospel Network. .tv on Tuesday nights. We're there on Tuesday nights on the Daily Gospel Network TV channel on Tuesday nights. Sometimes they have us on Friday nights too, but we're generally on Tuesday night at 10 p.m. We have service on the Daily Gospel Network channel. We'll be on a couple other places soon, but give us a few months for that, and I'll let you know exactly where that is. And we'll be having a Bible study only channel, which I'll be releasing, I think, next month. Hopefully, we'll finally get to release the Bible study only channel. It'll be just a Bible study 24 hours a day. So any time of day you want to catch a Bible study, you'll be able to go to that channel and actually go and watch any Bible study that we have. That'll be on there 24 hours a day. All right, now let me pray for you, those that are watching this broadcast. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to touch every liberal soul. I ask that you break every yoke in their lives and meet the needs in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll see y'all on Wednesday night or Sunday evening.
Amen.